This is The Status Bro.
You take a mortal man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
And we have a ton of stuff to get to today. First of all, I wanted to talk about, I went and saw a movie the other day.
Yeah.
Finally, I hardly ever get to go anymore. I never see flicks.
You used to go see movies a lot.
I used to go at least once a week when I lived in Denton, and they had this great thing, this student night. I think you probably remember. They would do it on Thursdays. And I'm pretty sure, correct me if memory is wrong here, but the tickets were $3.
Yeah, they were super cheap.
It was awesome. And a lot of times on Thursday, they would do this this Cinemark classic thing where they would play an old movie. And I love that. I go see like Indiana Jones or the Raiders of the Lost Ark for $3.
On the big screen.
On the big screen.
With popcorn and everything.
Yeah, it was a blast.
It was a steal. That really coincided with Thursdays?
I think it was Thursdays. Maybe it was Wednesday.
I thought it was Wednesdays, but if it was Thursdays, I missed out. I never went to any of those. No classic screenings.
You never made it over to one of those?
No. I went to one at Movie Tavern once.
Oh, yeah, they would do it, too. Denton Movie Tavern was actually a pretty cool place as well.
Yeah, I was super broke one year, so for my roommate's birthday, I took him to Ghostbusters at the Movie Tavern.
Nice.
Yeah.
I definitely saw Ghostbusters at Cinemark for the classic series.
Yeah, what was incredibly disappointing for me, I don't know, I guess I expected them to run like an old print or something. No, they definitely ran a Blu-ray. It was.
Could you see like the menus?
Yep.
Or selecting?
Yep, they selected the menu. Oh. I was like, really?
Even if it's digital, I'm okay with that as long as I don't know about it.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? Like, I want to still think in my head that I'm watching it on film.
Yeah, exactly. I own the Blu-ray. I was like, I could be home watching this right now and it wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah.
I could hold my laptop screen up close to my face and it looked like it was a big screen.
You could put on your iPhone and just hold it right in front of your eyes and it's the same difference.
Yeah, that didn't fool me. I mean, come on. The popcorn was good, but really?
Yeah, that kind of blows.
Yeah. For the price of the two tickets and the popcorn and a drink, I could have just...
$8 popcorn?
Yeah.
I mean, you also could have made some popcorn at home.
Right. I could have bought the Blu-ray for that price. Again.
Mm. You have to forgive me. I'm still coming off of getting over a little bit of a cough. I got to clear my throat a lot.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
What's been going on with that?
I don't know. I just got sick. I got a bad cold and it's still wearing off.
Like an allergies thing?
I don't know.
You could get
it
a cold.
It could just be this time of year.
Yeah, the weather is insane here. It's
the
nuts.
Weather's been absolutely awful. It's incredibly depressing. It feels like Noah's Ark. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm going to have to swim to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll take a riverboat.
Oh, God, it's so depressing. I used to love the weather around here.
I know.
This is the time of year I would start to get excited about the weather. Lots of sunshine. It's warming up. And, you know, this has been going on for almost over 2 months, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's late May. I stepped out of my apartment the other morning. I swear it was like 57 degrees out. I'm not kidding. It really was.
It started in March.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and then people are like, oh, well, you know, it's coming early. This is for the spring. And then April, it rains on my, and be like, you know, April showers, bring me flowers.
Yeah.
And then it goes all through April, and now almost all through May. And then I pull out my phone, and it says there's no end in sight.
Yeah, it's coming up on early June now.
It's awful. I'm ready for some sunshine, warm weather. I don't want to wear a sweater this time of year. I want to be able to go to the pool.
It's just it's
all the things I look forward to about this time of year have been ruined.
Yeah. Speaking of pool, the moat around my apartment is nice. Keeps out intruders.
The what?
The moat.
Yeah, I feel like the weather formed a moat outside your apartment.
Yeah, I feel like there's been this large puddle in my parking lot that's been there since like early March. It just won't go away because it's always raining.
Yeah.
It sucks.
No, I'm sure that's totally possible.
Constantly waking up to lightning, thunder, whatever else, wind.
See, that stuff, being inside and hearing it at night, I don't mind, because at night, who cares? I mean, it's cool. It's atmospheric stuff going on that's fun. It's during the day that it sucks. When you get this depressing, cloudy weather, you get bad driving conditions.
And you can't go to the pool.
And you can't go to the pool. I don't know how I got off on this tangent, but I wanted to talk about Mad Max, because I finally went to a movie, and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, you went and saw Mad Max.
You went with me.
I did. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's funny, I had seen Mad Max earlier in the week. Or a couple weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah, I saw you post something about it on Facebook. You mind passing me a fresh brew?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
It's across the room. I was super excited
about it. Don't
worry
about it. I'll wait till break. It's okay.
I was super excited about it initially. I talked to you about it. I was like, man, Mad Max is going to be so cool. And then I went and saw it, and I guess I built it up too much in my head because I was a little disappointed.
You and several people I know, I think, were disappointed because of the hype. When a movie has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes and you've seen a bunch of awesome trailers for it, in your head, you build it up as this has to be the greatest movie ever.
Yeah.
If it doesn't deliver every little bit of that,
yep.
you walk away somewhat disappointed.
It had, the trailer had explosions and super saturated colors and like classical music, and it looked awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be the greatest action movie ever.
Lots of what looked like practical effects.
Yeah. An R-rated action film. This is going to be great. This is the stuff I wanted to see when I was a kid that I couldn't.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. So I finally go and see it. I was a little disappointed. But honestly, seeing it with you the second time around, I liked it a little bit more.
You came around on it a bit.
Yeah, because I didn't, my expectations weren't as high, so I could enjoy the action a little bit.
Now you're
nice.
Like, this movie's not that great, but I'm seeing it again. Give it another go around, and this time you were really into it.
Yep.
It was good stuff. The edge of my seat, loved it the entire time.
It was heart pounding.
It really was.
Yeah, Mad Max is a great flick.
You can tell there's hardly any CG.
No.
A lot of people complain that there's no story, but I think the narrative is pretty good.
Yeah. I
think people confuse dialogue with story.
Yeah, I can get on board
Everyone's
with that.
Like, well, Max said like four lines the whole movie. That's not really the point.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
He was never a particularly deep character as far as lines go.
No, but I admit you would probably enjoy a little bit more Max-centric movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, I went in without any previous knowledge of the Mad Max series.
Me too.
I'd never seen a Mad Max.
No.
And then I went home that night and watched the original Mad Max. I was like, this movie sucks.
Yeah.
How did this ever become a phenomenon of any kind?
Because they didn't make movies in Australia. I guess they did. They were just never cool.
I think there are subtle things I'm missing in it that people really enjoyed. I don't get it. And then everyone... when I express this feeling about that first movie, everyone says, oh, well, it doesn't get good to the second one.
Yeah, that
all
makes
right.
sense.
Well, I will commit my time to the other two films just because I enjoyed Fury Road so much.
And they're a little bit more desert-esque.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be in the wasteland. It has to be a post-apocalyptic setting for me to even be interested because I just saw the ultimate post-apocalyptic
right.
film.
I saw the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing when people tell you, oh, well, it's the second one. That's when it gets good. You're like, great. I just wasted 90 minutes of my life sitting through the first one. Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, look, speaking of in that movie, there's a lot of... there's a lot of almost sadomasochistical type stuff there. A lot of whips and chains and masks.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you what's going on. We talked a little bit after the show, and you not after the show, after we saw the movie, and you were telling me that you haven't really been doing that. For our listeners who don't know, Zach and his girlfriend like to partake in a dominance kind of little unorthodox sexual practices, which is cool.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
You know, it's funny.
But I applaud your courage. And you said you haven't done it in a while.
I confided in you with this stuff, and I immediately followed that with, it's okay, though, because I kind of enjoy not talking about it on the show and telling all of DFW I've been doing this. And it's good to know that what I was thinking was he's probably just going to ignore that and ask me on the show, and you did, and that's cool. Honestly, yeah, I haven't been getting into it a whole lot. And it's kind of disappointing. It's like I told you, I think maybe the last time, which was a while ago, maybe I went too far. Now, a while ago is not to say that I haven't been participating in coitus, as it were.
Yeah.
Have, just normal stuff, you know, basic stuff, the fun stuff. Well, not that the other stuff's not, you know what I mean. Simple stuff.
I think people who are listening right now are connecting too far as a very black and white scenario, and what you explained to me is not so black and white.
Maybe you're
There's
right.
There's a gray area that exists, too. This is something that was gradually built on.
Uh-huh.
That occasionally, maybe you just kept escalating it, and eventually you hit a breaking point.
I think so.
Yeah.
Now, it could be also what you
said. It could be a straw that broke the camel's back, not a rocket launcher that hit the camel.
Right. That's what I think it is. I think it was something simple, something small.
Because you say I went too far, people are like, what, did you stab her or something?
Yeah, no.
Were you strangling her with piano wire? What was too far?
No, I think I just, I don't know. I think maybe we...
Did you donkey punch her?
I don't want to say overstayed our welcome, but maybe we did a little bit too much of this activity in too quick of an amount of time and kind of burned ourselves out. Who knows?
Are you worried that maybe that chapter is over now?
No. I think it's still around.
You think it's still around?
I still got a bag of tricks and toys.
Well, you know, for your sake, I think you really enjoyed it, and I hope it's something that you can bring back in the future.
I got into it, yeah.
Hey, you want to tease some of your stories for when we come back?
Yeah, sure. The Playboy CEO said that he was considering getting rid of nudity, which is absurd.
It might not be that absurd, but I'm going to discuss that when we get back.
Sure. I got a great senior prank. Well, an okay senior prank, I guess. Controversial senior prank. And some new porn laws in California that are kind of... raising some hairs.
It's all deadly. I have 21 sex tips that are guaranteed to work. I also have something I want to talk about, an article relating to sleep paralysis. It is real. And some statistics about self-gratification you might want to know. We'll be right back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
I'll never fall in line.
are listening to The Status Bro. Sophomoric humor at its best. Real guys, real conversation. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. I see trouble coming.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. You can also hear the show later on our website if you'd like. Just go to thestatuspro.strikingly.com, click Listen Now, or go to our Facebook, either one. We're also on Stitcher and Player.fm if you feel the need to hear any of our past episodes. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Unload Lewis.
Hey.
And, you know, before the break, I know I teased that we had Zach's stories, and I wanted to talk about the sex tips that work and the stats about self-gratification. But first, Zach was saying that the flame may have died out as far as his, what's the term? Why am I S&M stuff?
Yeah, I guess so.
With your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And I know you've used a lot of hardware in that area.
Yeah.
You're familiar with a lot of devices that are terrifying to me.
For an odd reason, but yes, you're right.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned on a show that my girlfriend's been pressing the hardware in the bedroom pretty furiously lately.
Yeah, any progress there?
No. Because if it's ever going to happen, I want to be in the mood. I want to almost think of it myself. I want to be kind of hammered and wasted, kind of loose, and maybe introduce it, say, hey, let's do this. I don't want her forcing it on me.
Yeah,
I think this is something I got to ease into.
Well, maybe
it's like at the beginning of the summer but any other summer when the pool is still cold and you go in 1 foot at a time.
You're not the kind of guy that takes it slow.
That's true. I'm the type of guy who jumps in with both feet, but not in this thing.
Yeah,
I guess
that makes
sense.
It's just
so foreign to me. Well, but what I had was a situation. Okay, go ahead. You first.
In a way, you kind of have to jump in with both feet, don't you? I say that you don't, but now you're going from 0 to 100 on this.
I want to ease it. This is one that I want to dip my toes in first.
Yeah. I think this is one of those things, like, after you do it,
I don't know, maybe I'm being a bit of a vagina, I don't know.
I think after you do it and you see how much enjoyment she gets out of it, and how much enjoyment you get because of her enjoyment, you'll be more into it.
That's
then later, you'll be like, let's work this in on occasion.
Still enjoyment from something that's not me.
I guess so.
I have something in there that can do what I can't do, and I think what it is, it's an ego blast. I think that's what's bothering me.
Yeah. All right, you know what?
I don't want to accept defeat.
You know what helped me get over it at the very beginning?
What?
I know this is going to sound dumb.
Yeah.
A device of that nature,
uh-huh,
right, is not specifically shaped like the male anatomy.
Yeah.
All right. It's a very generic shape.
True.
Very simple. That helped me. Because it was just like, well, this is just
a simple
thing. It's
not a substitute for my crank.
Exactly.
It's another kind of tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what helped me. I was like, this is not a replacement. This is not a substitute. This is an additive.
All right. Well, here's my scenario that happened over the weekend. I want to run this by you, see what you think on this.
Sure.
I had to go to a wedding Saturday night, as you know. I went to the wedding. Of course, we get hammered. Everybody's in a romantic mood after a wedding.
Yeah.
So I go home, and we had a particularly spirited night of banging.
I heard.
Which will happen, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
All right.
So the next day, maybe she's still feeling like the aftermath of that, like, whew, but I'm my clock is reset. The slate's white clean with me.
You're ready to go.
Yeah. So we make plans with you, actually. You came over, and we had dinner. We made steaks and stuff.
It was awesome.
But before you got there, I wanted to initiate, a little, hey, why don't we, And she's like, no, I'm not really feeling it. And after last night, I'm getting over all that, it was a whole thing. And then she says, okay, I'll do it if we can use the vibrates.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting ultimatumed.
Ultimatums are bad.
My own girlfriend for banging.
I think in general.
I mean, I was able to get around it this time.
Right.
But this is something that's only going to get worse. I'm going to have to bring this in. I have to.
All right. First off, I think ultimatums are bad for any relationship ever.
Yeah.
They're bad news. Yeah, I think so. I can't think of an instance in which an ultimatum for a relationship was ever good, especially when it comes to banging. Secondly, yeah, you're right. You're probably just going to have to, you're going to have to go for it. You have to go for the gusto. And that sucks if she put you in that position. It really does.
Ultimatums can be cool. If she's like, if you're not here in 8 minutes, I'm not going to bang you. And you're like, all right, cool.
Well, that's okay. That's slightly different, but I guess you're right.
She also likes to play games with me in other areas that have been fun as far as ultimatums.
You got an example?
She'll be like, yeah, I'll give you an example.
Sure.
This may seem weird. This may make us sound weird. This one thing is what will make us sound weird.
Yeah, all right.
Not really. Say I'm trying to coerce her into providing some sort of act on me.
Okay.
And she'll say, yeah, I'll do it, but you have this long to finish.
Really?
Yeah.
And that works.
I'm talking about an actual phone stopwatch will be involved.
She takes the time to get out her phone and set it.
Is it emasculating? Yes, a little bit, but is it kind of sexy?
What does she put it on the middle of your chest like Tony Stark?
No, I don't want the phone on me because I can't see the timer. That's a lot of the fun. I don't want to know how long I have.
Really? So yeah. if you can work that in, and that's like a mental exercise.
She sets
exercise.
It for 15 seconds, and I see if I... No, I'm kidding. That's an exaggeration. It's a slight exaggeration.
Yeah.
I get 25 seconds.
25. No,
it's more than that. But yeah, that can be kind of fun. That's kind of a cool ultimatum.
Really? And that works?
A lot of the time it does. If it doesn't work, she'll always show mercy.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't ever actually leave me hanging. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of a cool game.
Huh.
I used to like it. Now when it happens, because we've been dating for a while, I kind of hate it. Now I'm like, okay, this isn't funny anymore. Like, this isn't cool.
Wow. I don't know if I could perform under that kind of pressure.
I think it's a dominating thing for her. That's why she likes it.
Yeah. Probably.
In a weird way, it puts her in control.
Yeah.
No, you don't think you never did anything like that?
Not really. I've definitely I've been on the receiving end of certain acts during, like, say, a phone call, something like that.
Oh, all right.
But you've done that before.
Yeah, that's not ultimatum.
Yeah. I talked to you on the phone once, and you told me later what you were doing while you were talking to me.
That was because you called me about a work matter, okay? I was on call. I had to answer that phone. And that did not play out well for me.
And I respect that.
She was pissed.
Yeah, no, I respect that you did that. I called you, and you said, oh, I have to pick up the phone.
I dead motion stopped what I was doing and answered the phone.
Yeah, you're like Ari Gold.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I can't do that. I'm a sad sack that way.
Man, I'm excited about Entourage next week.
It's going to be June 6th, right?
June 3rd.
Wow.
It's a Wednesday. I might go on Wednesday night.
Well, we'll just skip. We'll record the show on Tuesday, and then we'll go. It'll be cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, I can get on board with that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, tell me some of your stories. We've drawn this out way too long. Zach's stories usually are a first segment bit, but we kind of...
Yeah, usually we burn through them so we can get to the good stuff.
It feels like we haven't been on in a while. We had to carry it over.
I know.
It feels good to be back.
I wanted to catch people up.
I don't care if I'm motor mouthing it this week. That's my job.
All right. So the CEO of Playboy, a guy named, Robert Flanders, I think. He's 57. Scott Flanders, sorry. 57-year-old man.
Hef isn't the kind of guy who makes these decisions anymore?
Well, see, let me explain this.
All right.
He said in an interview that there's a possibility that maybe nudity would be leaving Playboy. Now, to clarify, he didn't say we're getting rid of nudity. What he said was, look, we're looking to make some changes in Playboy because back in the day when Playboy got big, we played up nudity because back then when it first came out in like the 50s or whatever, that was like a risque thing.
That was something people really wanted to see.
Yeah.
It would get people to buy magazines. Yeah. The nudity.
People were like, I can't believe there's nude chicks in this.
Right.
Nowadays with the porn, like, it's passe.
Nobody's buying
right
Playboy for
everybody's
nude chicks.
Playboy hasn't been doing great, and recently...
Which bumps me out, by the way. I love Playboy as a publication.
Right. Well, in 2009, Hef's daughter, Christy, took over as the CEO.
Is she hot by any chance?
Probably. Right?
I don't know.
What, just the CEO, who knows?
Somebody playmates? I don't know. You think she has to be the product of some kind of playmate, probably?
I think so, yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Things didn't go well with her, and she kind of tanked, which is why this guy, Scott Flanders, took over, and he's looking to make changes. And he said, look, we're looking to make a change in the format that is not necessarily detrimental, but something that's good. And if getting rid of nudity is what that takes, maybe that's what we got to do. Now, I think that's absurd. You can't take the nudity out of Playboy.
Well, at first, I thought maybe it was a possibility. This is what I mentioned before we go to break, only based on the fact that when you really sit down and look through Playboy as a magazine and not as a porno mag, which it really isn't anymore. It's
no.
just not a porn mag. Its value is not in the nude pics.
No.
But that's when I realized that magazines have technically already tried that. You have Maxim, FHM stuff, even back in the day, just dating me, and they did that same thing. They tried to have, you know, scantily clad chicks. Granted, they had more famous chicks and just random playmates,
sure,
but chicks that were not fully nude, and then lots of good guy content,
right?
But you're right, Playboy is the winner in every aspect. It has the best literature,
right,
and the best nude chicks. And if you take out the nude chicks, it takes away from everything else.
Right. And it's like you said, Playboy's a classy mag. There's only a couple of
it
spreads
is.
In there. Only, yeah, there really are only a couple of
and
spreads.
And as far as spreads, there are no literal spreads.
No, they're
in
all
terms of female. It's not like a Penthouse or a Hustler where
right.
there's actual close up vag. There's nothing like that. You don't see any clam up close.
They're very classy pics.
They are.
And I've shown, you know, I have a copy of Playboy on my coffee table. I've shown it to a couple of women. They're okay with it.
All
they
right.
really are. They're like, wow, I'm surprised at how good this is.
Here's the ultimate test, and she will agree to this. She can even write on our page after after she listens. My mother.
Yeah.
Came over to my apartment not that long ago, and I have a couple of Playboys sitting on the coffee table.
Yeah.
Because it's a cool, they're cool to have around. They
are. As a guy living in a single bedroom apartment, yes.
I don't think it makes me juvenile or immature just to have a Playboy. I think it's just a good magazine.
Sure. If it was like a Hustler, you'd be juvenile.
For some reason, dude, every time my mom comes to my apartment, she makes a beeline for the Playboy. She always wants to look in the Playboy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny. The same thing happened with the couple women I'm talking about.
And even she ran through it and after a little bit said, I didn't think this is what Playboy was like at all.
Right.
I thought I was going to see, you know, close-ups of the of all kinds
nope.
of stuff. Yeah, no, it's not.
I thought I was going to see
these are actually classy.
I thought I was going to see some girl's kidneys.
Yeah, no.
No, not at all.
It's actually pretty classy.
Yeah.
I think it paints the female body in an excellent light, not a slutty pornographic
yep.
light.
They're all professional photograph pictures.
Very professional.
Yep. Lighting setups, everything.
They're incredibly flattering and you know,
classy
and sexy.
There really are. There's only probably in total in a Playboy mag, I'd say there's what, probably 60, 70 pages? I'd say maybe 10 of those, 15 are
true.
Actual nude chicks.
Yeah, and
that's
it. It's not gratuitous at all.
It's a total of like two women in those. It's not bad at all.
Either way, you are correct. To keep the perfect balance in Playboy as the perfect magazine, you have to still include the nude chicks.
I think so. Because if you get rid of them, you're basically reading GQ.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, we already have GQ.
And I like GQ.
I do too.
But Playboy is still a better magazine for dudes, literature-wise, and you get the nude chicks. Boom.
Right. Now, just to be clear as a footnote here, Hugh Hefner, 88 years old, still picks the Playmate of the Month and still picks the spread for every magazine.
Okay.
He gets to choose out of a number of spreads that they shoot.
I like that.
That sounds like a sweet job. And the Playmate of the Year, of course.
It adds an element of purity to the product, I think.
Sure. I enjoy it. That guy's got great taste.
Yeah. It's like knowing that Steve Jobs, you know, comes out and introduces an Apple product. It's like, okay, I still like this.
Right.
I mean, of course, that isn't currently notwithstanding anymore, but
right.
back in the day.
And it's satisfying in a way because you know that Hugh Hefner has seen so many naked women over time that he's not just looking at them in a lustful way like dudes are.
True.
He's looking at them.
I can look at every single Playboy Playmate and say, that's the hottest chick I've ever seen.
Right. He's looking at them strictly objectively. He can look at everyone and go, nope, that's the hottest one and that's the hottest one.
He knows how to pick the hottest
one. Exactly. He can measure every measurement, I suppose.
Every nook and cranny.
Yeah.
But they don't show any cranny.
No.
Make sure.
No, they don't.
That is an important part of it.
Yeah. So they're pretty good about it.
Excuse me.
No worries. I got another story.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
We're right up against a break.
A senior prank. It's the end of the year. That kind of thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
This one, students released 72,000 ladybugs at a Maryland school for a senior prank.
That's okay.
72,000 ladybugs. They showed up early. They did it. It was a big thing. I guess the story's not that interesting.
I'm picturing like the swarm of scarab beetles from the Mummy.
Right, yeah.
From
they got them on the internet because apparently you can.
But it probably wasn't that cool.
You can order ladybugs on the internet. And yeah, apparently a couple of them aren't going to walk. It's a big thing. All the students are like, who cares? But the administration is taking it very seriously. I suppose that makes sense. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, they're going to threaten to put these kids in jail like the ones who let out the air of the tires of the buses.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, and I think that's way funnier.
I never heard that.
Yeah, these kids were facing actual jail time. They went and let out the air for all of the school buses so that there was no, like, they had to cancel school for the day.
Because it's like a safety thing?
Yeah. Which, our senior prank, I remember one year these kids did, they chained the door shut, every entrance to the school.
Really?
With chains, yeah. So the next day, you know, janitorial staff just went through a bowl cutters and cut them all off. School still open as normal.
Yeah.
It was no big deal. Letting out the tires of all the buses. That's a little bit funny.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. Do you have any more? I mean, we really got to take a break. Do you have anything else that we should get to when we get back?
Yeah, sure. I got one.
All right.
Yeah.
Tease it, because we got to go.
Porn star regulations in California are getting heated.
Love it. I also have sex tips that are guaranteed to work, an article about sleep paralysis I want to discuss, and statistics about self-gratification. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Oh, man, you want a beer?
You're listening to The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
And we're back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I am your host, Kevin Ebling, with Zach the Omelette Lewis.
Hey.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about, what were we talking about? Playboy taking the nudity out of their magazine?
Yeah, and a really poor senior prank.
And we, the senior prank. Yeah, the tires was way better.
The tires is good.
I still have a lot of stuff on my list here we need to get to before the end of the show. But before we do that, Zach mentioned one of his other news stories that we can't pass on it.
No, this one's... I think we've talked about it before, but it's moving further, which is a big thing.
We've talked about the first stage, and now it's turned into a two-stage thing, and you have to wonder how far does this go? Go ahead, man.
All right, so in California, that's where people film porn, primarily. Assuming you're not in, like, Russia, that's where it happens.
In terms of the United States, yes, almost all porns are filmed in L.A.
Right. I mean, that's where they film movies, too. Makes sense, in a way. So California's clearly had some problems with this, the state of California, because it doesn't make them look awesome. I mean, come on, who wants to be the state where all the porn happens? So
Why would you not want to be the state where the porn ends? I'm kidding, go ahead.
So they've been looking into some regulations on porn that they can try to, you know, make things a little safer, make things a little bit more logical from a legal standpoint.
Right.
And one of the things they want to do is they want to try to regulate porn safety and prevent bodily fluid exchange in a way that would spread STDs.
Now, this all started with having to wear a condo.
Right. Now, in the porn business, it's kind of hard to do because the whole thing is exchanging bodily fluids.
Yeah, as far as I know, they were taking pretty good precautions back in the day. I think you just had to have an STD panel before you would before you'd go in.
And so far, that's been successful, I think.
I would think so.
They built a business on that.
And then, you know, once you do the panel, then you can go sleeveless. Because a porn is all about fantasy, and for a lot of guys, it totally ruins it if you can see them wearing a bag.
Yeah, sure, some guys might be into that, but most dudes, no. We want the basic.
I've never been into the condom specifically. I've enjoyed a porn where the guy was wearing a condom in spite of there being a condom in it. Maybe it was just a really cool scene, and the chick was really hot, and I'm like, all right, fine. But
right.
It still isn't as...
It's not quite as much fun.
If I was wearing a condom while throwing a beat, then maybe I could relate to it. And maybe there are people who do that. I'm not saying anything against that. Different strokes for different folks.
Sure.
I'm just not. I hate everything about condoms.
Yeah, you're not a big supporter of the bag.
They're the worst. They suck. Tell me now they're taking it a step further.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that adult film performers in California could soon be required to wear condoms and maybe even goggles to prevent exposure to bodily fluids.
And I just can't even picture this at all. What kind of goggles are we talking? Are we talking swim goggles, ski goggles, lab goggles?
I imagine like the $5 lab goggle set you had to go get from the school
like
bookstore.
Like when you do a bio lab, and yeah. So you have to, the ones like with the elastic?
Yep.
Now, if you were doing like a Dexter's Laboratory themed porn,
sure,
maybe you could squeeze that in, but it would still look weird.
Now, in the porn business, I imagine how they would spin this is they'd probably just do a lot more porn with the chicks wearing glasses. That's probably how that would work.
Yeah, but do regular glasses really protect your eyes from
the
sauce?
No, but I imagine they could probably sneak that by the legislators.
But they said guys have to do it too. What sauce is a guy going to get in his eyes?
Yeah, I don't see a whole lot of that going on.
No, it actually makes sense.
Why is that?
Because there are certain porns, there's a fetish involved with women involving a certain projectile aspect of the female anatomy, similar to that of a guy's.
Therefore,
you would be required to wear goggles.
You're right.
You see what I mean?
I forgot about that.
You didn't think about that at all before this, did you? I didn't either.
There are whole elements
I overlooked to this it completely.
All right. Yeah, maybe there's something to this. There's parts of this I haven't considered.
I mean, any part of a fluid in your eye could transmit something.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And in a business where fluids are being sprayed everywhere.
Right. Now, what's frustrating?
If people sign a waiver and transfer over their rights as far as safety and whatnot because they want to do porns, then what's the problem?
I don't know. There seems to be already there's some kind of like honorary... tradition amongst porn actresses and actors that what they do is they regularly go get these STD panels. That's what you do. You're in the business.
You have
that's
to
what
preside,
you do.
Provide your results before going on scene.
They take more of these tests than anybody else in the world. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
If you want to be in the business, you got to play by the rules. All right. But if you're going to do stuff like this, it doesn't make any sense. Now, what people are saying is that they'll probably just end up moving to different states. I'm on board with that because as far as I'm concerned, if they build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense.
That is true.
Yeah.
But you cannot film porn in all states.
No. What? How do you mean?
That I'm telling you, this is true. You can look this up. It's illegal to film porns in certain states.
You're right. That does make sense. But there's already a list on here of places you might be able to do it. Florida is a good one. People are saying Vegas.
Nevada, you definitely could. Yeah. Why don't they just go somewhere and film a porn and just not tell anybody where it was filmed?
See, I think that's how it works already.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that most of this stuff happened in California anyway.
And as far as safety is concerned, it actually is logical to me. Because what if you go and you get this STD panel, you bring them the results and they see it and they're like, cool. And then while you're on break, you bang somebody in the bathroom or something. I like to think these kinds of things happen in porn all the time, that people are just having sex everywhere with everybody. And I want to keep believing that. So if that's the case, then somebody could have engaged in some kind of activity with somebody else. Like, even if they even got a handy, it's possible. you contracted something. And if that happened any time between the STD panel and the porn, somebody's at risk.
You like to believe that porn is a magical place, like Narnia.
It is a magical place.
The industry is a place where anything can happen. No rules apply.
It was created for pure fantasy, therefore I want to look at it as pure fantasy. Is there anything wrong with that?
I can get on board with that. In a way, I think I believe that myself.
You gotta.
Yeah. That suspension of disbelief is essential to the whole the big finish.
You don't want to take the magic out of it.
No. No, you have to believe that's real, regardless of how fake it is. Like fake taxi.
Yeah, you know it's fake. The porn that makes absolutely no sense at all.
You know it's fake from the very beginning. Even in the title, they tell you it's fake.
If there wasn't a chick who showed up that wanted to bang the driver, then he would have just been driving a cab.
Right.
So how often is the guy driving a cab where he's able to get sex from the passenger?
Right. And then what are the odds that he would have a condom?
And
goggles. Yeah. What, does he keep that in his dash?
Yeah, I don't. How many hot chick passengers do you get that are even worthy of a porn?
The goggles are just unrealistic. If you're gonna work those in, it's no fun for anyone.
Yeah, the goggles are terrible.
Yeah, the dudes voting on this in legislation are
this could
idiots.
Force porn directors and stuff to get a little bit more creative. Maybe you have a porn in the ski lodge and the guy's wearing goggles. Maybe you should have porn underwater and he's wearing a ski mask.
A ski lodge.
It's possible.
A ski lodge is a good one. I hadn't thought of that. I think everything would just be like chemistry related, but I'll go with ski lodge.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, we're all going to have alpine level stuff.
I mean, you could do a swim porn, like theme it after like Michael Phelps or something.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah. With goggles.
I don't know if swimwear
goggles
are the kind they need, but yeah,
Have to work.
Lots of anything with costume. Halloween stuff would be great.
He also did commercials for Subway. You could do a bit off that.
Sure.
Maybe he has his swim goggles on while he gives you a $5 foot long. I don't know. You can make it work. I don't know that it would still be as sexy, but it could be a little bit creative.
I think there's a way you can spin it. The goggles, somehow, I feel like you could pass that over, but the condom is just, that really does ruin it. It does.
The
majority of porn, you're not even looking at faces most of the time. Goggles, you can pass. Condom, though, I mean, that's...
I don't know. A lot of times you can imagine that it's not there. I was kind of wondering this recently when I was indulging in a little bit of porn myself, and I find myself looking at certain camera angles and just, rather than trying to fast forward and jump too far ahead, I'm just waiting for it to be over. And as I'm looking at it, what's running through my head is, are there people that are watching this particular camera angle and actually think this is sexy? Like, that's what they're looking at? And what I'm talking about specifically is a close-up of the actual private parts, you know what I mean?
How close?
Real close.
Okay, well, that is too much.
Where you don't see any part of anyone else, like the other parts of the body. Who really just wants to see that?
I don't feel like I ever saw one stuff like that.
That could almost be everybody. They do that in every porn, almost.
You think?
Yes.
Maybe I just don't get that far.
They'll do like the undercarriage camera angle or the...
Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
Or a girl's doing the reverse cowgirl and it's zoomed in and I'm just like, zoom out.
That's too much.
I want to see the girl.
No, yeah. I want to see at least like a third of the torso. I can get on board with that.
The bits and pieces could be anybody. I want to see the girl.
Yeah, I suppose that. I want to see the chick.
Oh, it's incredibly irritating.
Yeah.
Speaking of sex, should we move on to my sex tips that work?
Yeah, let's check it out.
I was vetting these before the show, and there are some on here that are totally legit.
And it sounds all right.
My very first one, our listeners may disagree with this. They may say that's ridiculous. I think this is totally true. Scientists in the Netherlands found that wearing socks during sex significantly increased the chance of finishing.
I've definitely heard that. I've experimented with that
now,
before.
I would think it would relate more to women just because guys always finish.
Sure.
But there's something about not only me wearing socks, but the girl wearing socks that I like.
See, that's because you're into the whole footwear thing.
What was I ever into footwear thing?
Not into feet necessarily, but you like it when they wear high heels or boots.
That is true.
Yeah, see?
Or like the athletic socks that are pulled up to the knees.
Yeah.
Love that stuff.
Yeah, you're into that.
I am into that.
I never had a particular thing for that, but I can understand why you would be. There's something to that, I guess. That's like dudes who are into porn where a chick is wearing clothes. It's like, that's strange, but in a way, I guess I understand it.
All right. Yeah, I guess
it makes it seem a little bit
too.
more natural, more sudden.
Does
more
it make sense
impromptu?
To you, though, the female wearing the socks? It's better for her. It makes sense to me in the sense, and I didn't mean to say sense twice like that, but cold is a major turnoff.
Right.
Hot and sweaty is par for the course. You don't want your feet, you don't want any part of your body to be exposed as cold, though.
Right. And chicks.
And if you have your socks on, then.
And chicks run cold most of the time.
Maybe.
That's how it is. Their hands, their feet, they get cold, right? I'm sure that's happened to you at some point. You had a chick, a girlfriend, a significant other, who put her hands under your shirt because her hands were super cold, and they were.
Oh, yeah, that kind of thing. I was going to say, right. during banging, I have more of a, we have a problem with hot and sweaty.
Well, yeah, of course.
Even if I have the AC cranked.
Right. But with a chick,
it gets
a lot
a little humid in there.
In a lot of positions, oftentimes her feet are up in the air, as it were.
Yeah.
And that can lead to cold conditions, higher altitudes and whatnot.
All right, well, next one on the list is if you want a natural sex drive boost. This one I think works for me as well.
Yeah?
Vitamin D. I'm not talking about your crank. I'm talking about being out in the sun, like absorbing rays.
You really think there's something to that?
Oh, that's a total aphrodisiac for me.
Well, yeah, no, that's
I can tell you how many bad decisions I made when I was sitting out at the pool and ended up with, you know, with a
I think it's because you like sitting out at the pool and also a lot
it's
of times.
It's because I like to drink at the pool.
When you're out at the sun, yeah, you're drinking.
You think that factor?
Yeah.
It could be a combination of
it's
both.
More, yeah, it's more the vitamin B for you.
What, the booze?
Yeah, the booze.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe you're right. Maybe there is something to that. I'm personally not.
You don't like to spend as much time at the pool during the summer as I do.
Yeah, you like it hot and sweaty.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Whereas it's one of my favorite things.
I like it cold and cuddly.
Well, I have a whole bunch of other ones on this list, but we do have to take a break. However, I still have several more sex tips that are guaranteed to work. So far, we're 2 for 2 as far as I'm concerned. Also, I want to talk about sleep paralysis and stats about self-gratification you might not know. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. Ugh. I'm your host, Kevin Eveling. Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Bro Nichiwa.
Take it away, man. I'm trying to
yeah, you're
clear
trying.
My throat. I got
you
a little
got something
heartburn.
Going over there.
Well, I didn't eat a lot today.
You should take it easy.
I've been a little stressed about the show and in other areas of my life, and it's caused me to not eat as much, so I actually have not had a meal. And then the show started, and of course I started having some beers.
What are you stressed out about?
I don't know. A lot of work stuff.
Yeah. Work stuff gets the best of you.
It does.
Especially in this business.
I'm doing a lot of radio.
Yeah. Well, radio's fun.
Of course radio's fun. It's the best.
Yeah, but it's stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially doing a lot.
There's a lot of strings we as the puppet master have to pull to get everything going here.
You know, I need to unwind a little more. Throw me another Frosty.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
You think you can handle it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
What
sure.
did we leave off for on before the break?
The sex tips.
The goggles? Oh, the sex tips. Sex tips. That's right. That's right.
We were a couple in.
Number 16, I cannot possibly believe is true. Ditch those abs for flabs.
That seems like a modern.
I haven't read the thing underneath it yet, but is this a relation to dad bod? Is this the dad bod trend?
Probably. It bothers me that you throw around the term dad bod.
Why?
It's such a pop culture thing. I had a story tonight about...
I word that I have one.
I had a story tonight about Dwayne The Rock Johnson setting a new world record for taking the most selfies in 3 minutes, and I skipped it because I figured that's too...
What, selfies are just too... You don't want to rope that into our conversation?
It's too douchey for our show.
It was incredibly douchey.
And dad bod seems like one of those things, but it's a term you've come to embrace.
Well, abs for flabs, doesn't that sound like it relates to dad bod?
Kinda.
This says a study conducted by researchers at some universities found that men with bigger bellies lasted 5 minutes longer than their slimmer counterpart. Okay, well nobody's going to start packing on the pounds just so they can last longer in the sack.
Yeah, most dudes do the opposite because they want to look good naked.
The reason for the higher endurance, more belly fat scientists say, means a man has more estradiol, I don't know. A female sex hormone that helps inhibit the climax.
That does sound like hogwash.
Yeah, and is that a worthy trade-off?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I was going to say, don't get me wrong. There's been plenty of times where I finished long before I would have liked to.
Right.
For my self-image. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, and the same is going for me. That seems like, as a big dude myself, that doesn't seem particularly legit.
Doesn't sound, yeah, it's not very enticing.
No.
Number 15, don't spend too much money. A study found that, okay, well, this one I'm golden on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is another terrible one. I want to skip that one. No shave forever. Beards increase men's apparent social status compared to those with a clean shaven face. This is another one, like dad bod, that relates to current pop culture.
See, this one,
beards
yeah.
have a higher presence in society than they have since the 70s.
You know, when you look at pictures of people in the 80s with the crazy hairdos and the stupid face makeup and stuff like that, you think, God, you guys look so dumb and you didn't even know it. That's what I feel like beards are going to be like 20 years from now.
Yep.
People are going to look back and be like, wow, we looked so stupid.
I'm sure the fact that neither one of us can grow one has to factor into that.
Oh, of course.
That point of view.
That both of us grow hair like patchy.
This says that broads rate stubble as more attractive than beards. That makes sense to me, kind of. Okay. Stubble has a sexy manliness to it. But it also, once you're having an encounter, girls don't like that because stubble's pokey and abrasive.
Scratchy.
Yeah,
like sandpaper. No, I think a little 5 o'clock shadow is good for every dude. But that being said, yeah, when you get up close and personal, chicks aren't that big of a fan. It just looks good.
Yeah, I don't have a very good 5 o'clock shadow.
No, me neither. Like I said, we both can't grow beards. Just the way it is. Maybe we need to do with a beard in the show. Maybe that's where we're going wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we need a bearded perspective. Okay, number 10, I can skip completely. Choose your cologne carefully. I don't wear any cologne.
Yeah, you don't.
No.
I wear it on occasion, but I've been wearing the same stuff forever. It's not anything to, you know.
That's part of my game. The vibe that I put out with chicks.
The pheromones. That's your big thing.
I like to smell clean.
Yeah.
I like to always be well bathed and deodorized and lotioned.
Right.
Therefore, I don't need cologne.
Right. And it helps because you're not a particularly sweaty guy.
All natural.
Even though you like the hot and sweaty.
Oh, dude, this sex tip is absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
But it's also really encouraging. You'll be happy to hear this one.
All right.
The withdrawal or method is 96% effective when done right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boom!
I believe it.
I would have thought it was 60% on a good day. Of course, there has to be a huge amount of operator error involved with this.
Sure. Well, yeah, it's very close to condom use. Here's the problem.
Look, every guy knows that you were going to wait till the absolute last millisecond to exact
and that's the problem.
This maneuver.
That guy's way too long.
I think I'm pretty good at executing this maneuver.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I... maybe a little too soon, but I'm really okay with that.
Say withdraw.
All right. Maybe I withdraw a little too soon, but really I'm okay with that.
Oh. Okay, this is something I did not know about.
Yeah?
It's even more effective if you urinate right before. Makes sense.
Wait, urinate before?
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to urinate after.
Why would you urinate after? Why kill the sperm that's already in your crank? It's not anywhere near the woman.
I don't know.
That's
just what they say
sense.
To do. I guess chicks are supposed to do that.
Yeah, chicks maybe.
Well, why would it help if you urinate before?
Because you have, urine right in the cavity there. So that what's coming out is getting zapped off.
Clean
it's like
pipes.
A bug zapper.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that...
if you got a little pee-pee in there, it's probably going to... I mean, because urine, the ammonia and whatnot kills the sperm.
You know, yeah.
So if you still have some locked and loaded in the chamber, anything else passing through there is going to be picked off, fish in a barrel.
I read a long time ago that urine was a very old-school form of birth control.
How could it be a form of birth control?
Because just like you said, it kills whatever, and right after the act, if a guy didn't, pull out in
then,
time...
Oh, you're saying he would do it while still...
A little bit, yeah. Like right at the end.
That is really disgusting.
Oh, it's awful.
It's very unsanitary.
But it probably worked.
Okay, number 6 on sex tips that are guaranteed to work. If you like someone, exercise with them. We can just skip that. I'm never going to do that.
Yeah, you don't exercise.
No. That's no good. That'll kill you. That'll shorten your life, I'm telling you.
That's what'll get you.
Look at all these guys who are in super great shape their whole lives. They age terribly.
Oh, yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger looks like he's 100.
He does.
Well, Hugh Jackman
steroids.
Is still supposed to be Wolverine who doesn't age, and he looks like Grandpa Logan.
Yeah, but man, he's ripped.
Yeah, he's super ripped, but he looks way older.
Yeah, you're right. The trick to a baby face is a little bit of baby fat. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
A little bit. You can't be super ripped. You'll look old.
What are you saying? Fat don't crack?
Not really, but kind of.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do we have one last one?
One more good one?
Yeah, this is a scent. We were talking about not wearing cologne.
Yeah.
Research shows that the scent combination of pumpkin pie and lavender increases blood flow to the crank by 40%. So what, am I supposed to bathe my girlfriend in pumpkin and lavender?
Pumpkin pie and lavender.
I think any perfume increases the flow of blood to my wiener by 40%.
Yeah, I wonder what the logic behind that is.
Jeez.
Pumpkin pie? That's the thing?
Seriously. A hand on my knee can increase the flow to my crank by 40%. That's terrible.
Yeah, you're right. Pumpkin pie and lavender. Why? Why those two things? We talked about this earlier this week. Why is it, and it's kind of inconsequential, why is it that asparagus is the one substance in the world that makes your pee smell bad?
You've mentioned this to me before, and it is funny. It's the only thing.
Right.
It's the only one that does that.
Out of all of it.
Anything that else I can eat that 6 minutes later smells like it.
Right. Everything. Chocolate, cigarettes, anything in the world that could be good or bad for you. Asparagus is the one thing that gets you. So you're telling me that for dudes, the one thing that's really effective in getting us going is pumpkin pie and lavender?
You know, that you make a good point there. That also kind of sucks. That if you're on a date with a woman, and say you are trying to impress her, you take her out to a nice restaurant, what's a very common side dish at nice restaurants?
Asparagus.
Yes.
Yeah, you're doomed.
You're not going to want to go pee in her apartment and know that it's going to permeate the whole place. And it's even worse the nicer you go. You go to a steakhouse somewhere fancy. They have a nice, thick asparagus.
Yeah.
You eat the whole thing, and man, it can be brutal.
Right.
I've had ones that like, my whole apartment smells like asparagus.
Yeah, you've had problems with that before.
I have.
And I suppose I'm going to have to, with this information, I'm going to have to realize that around November, next time I'm at a restaurant and there's pumpkin pie as a dessert, at least 40% of the dudes in the room are standing at half-mast.
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a little creepy.
I didn't want to know that.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Cranksgiving. All right, look, I wanted to talk about sleep paralysis, but it was sort of self-serving. Because I think it's something that's terrifying, and maybe a lot of people can relate to because I have it.
Yeah.
And I saw an article that was really intelligent about it, and people tell me, like, that's not real, that's a fake thing. But you know what? Let's keep the sex stuff going, okay? You know, that's what sells.
Okay.
And that's what we enjoy talking about.
Sure.
So I wanted to jump into facts about self-gratification. Statistics, rather, not facts.
All right.
It's funny. They start off this article with a little quote that says, it's a term for self-love, the M word.
Okay.
You're a master of... You know,
your own domain.
Yeah.
King of the castle.
The primary sexual activity of mankind. In the 19th century, it was a disease. In the 20th century, it's a cure. How profound is that?
I can get on board with that.
Totally makes sense.
That's some logic I agree with.
All right. Now, here are statistics about self-love that you may not know. Whether you're a man or a woman, we all do it. But, you know, where we stand is totally different. Although women talk about it much less, check out this stat. 4 out of 10 women actually prefer it over actual sex with a partner.
4 out of 10?
4 out of 10.
Is it frightening to me that I thought that number would be slightly higher?
They would prefer to do that than bang a guy?
Not all... Debatably, 4 out of 10 chicks are probably leaning towards the other
team.
For men,
it's still almost always a consolation prize.
So that's got to have something to do with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me throw this one at you. 2/3 of women engage in this 3 times a week.
All right, I do believe that.
How are none of these surprising to you? I at least thought chicks did it less than we did, if anything.
I think this is the problem with that kind of thing, is that we've talked about this before. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about self-love, self-gratification. Everybody does it, but nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. And chicks, they do it too.
All right, here's one we've talked about on the show before. 41% of men and women admit to being caught engaging in solo sex.
Well, it hadn't happened to me, but I believe that statistic.
It never happened to me either.
Yeah.
I think in all of my stories, it never happened to me.
We're part of the slight majority, I suppose.
Yeah.
God, what a nightmare. I don't ever want that to happen, ever. It might still, who knows?
Oof, all right. Turns out that those with sex partners actually enjoy solo more often than those who are single.
No.
It says nearly 40% of men and 30% of women in relationships.
Wait.
Does this make you sense?
That one kind of makes sense.
This one's a little bit weird.
Because if you're single and that's all you get, that's the only action you have, then yeah, it kind of sucks. You're like, well, I'm used to this. It's the same old stuff.
I will do it more when I'm single, absolutely. When I'm actually getting some, and I'll draw it out. It won't happen as much because I don't think about it as much, and then a circumstance will arise. Maybe she's out of town, or I'm forced to look elsewhere, and then I do it, and it's a major treat.
Right.
Because it's probably been a couple weeks since I did it last.
Exactly. But if you're single, then it's, yeah, who cares, you know? You do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's a regular occurrence. So I guess that one does make sense. Is that time already?
It is that time.
Wow.
I know, I wanted to squeeze in a couple more.
Yeah. Me too.
Ooh, okay, let's do one more real quick. Where do Americans enjoy solo sex the most? Would you say the bedroom, shower, the computer, living room, car, kitchen, or work?
Shower.
63% is the bedroom. I've never done it in my bedroom.
I pretty much exclusively do it in my bedroom.
As an adult, I can honestly say I have never, ever done it in my bedroom.
I pretty much only do it in my bedroom.
Well, good for you.
Different strokes for different folks.
In front of the computer is all me. That's all the time we have for this week. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
You can also catch me on 97.1 The Eagle all this weekend from 7 to midnight. We'll see you guys next week on The Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190. Start an escort service for all the right reasons and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro.